let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. R.C. LeBeau was born in Detroit, Michigan, joined the Marines in June 1966, went to Vietnam in February of 1967, turned 21 in September later that same year. After being wounded, he returned in March of 1968. He now lives in California, a life member of the Fraternal Order of Purple Hearts, 1st Marine Division, and VFW. In fact, was an all-state commander of the VFW. R.C. holds 4 U.S. patents, majored in business and marketing, and for the past 40 years has successfully marketed his patented products. Retired now after a stroke in 2017. He wrote the book Donut Hole with his left hand. This is his first book, already receiving excellent reviews. A book about war, the experiences of the paths he took as a United States Marine in Vietnam. R.C. LeBeau, author of Donut Hole, A Marine's Real-Life Battles in Vietnam During 1967-68 Marines U.S. Force Logistical Command Clutch Platoon, our guest on This Week in America. R.C., welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate your taking the time out to talk with me.
Well, it is our pleasure, and this book is so important on so many levels that we'll talk about during the course of the conversation today. But let's talk a little bit about the inspiration for writing the book. Why did you decide to write this? And I'm sure this came at an emotional cost to you to go back and relive so that you could tell the story. What was the inspiration for writing Donut Hole?
Well, encouragement from the psych doctor I had at VA, other fellow veterans. I also knew a combat surgeon. He's passed away since, but he also encouraged me to write the book. As you had mentioned, it was an emergent. Emotional.
Yes.
Endeavor to be writing the book of experiences. It's like I have to do this. It's like if you have a boil on the back of your back and you can't get to it, it needs to be lanced. And I described that in the book, that's what I felt I was doing.
Well, the book is so important on, as I said, so many levels. I want to talk about that here in a second. Let me give you the information on the book. It's called Donut Hole. It's by R.C. LeBeau, L-E-B-E-A-U. You'll find it, of course, at Amazon, readersmagnet.com, the usual places. If you go to our website, you can link on directly and get information on R.C.'s book. I mentioned the book is so important on many levels, and it's a very wide audience that the book should appeal to. Talk about who should read the book, because I can see young people reading it to get a sense of history, to get a sense of what you went through. Older people, again, back going through that period. Veterans like yourself can go back and share those moments. Who should read the book, Donut Hole, do you think?
Well, I think it's a book I wrote to my fellow veterans, my warriors, the military. It has historical significance to it. And in a way, I feel I also solved a battle mystery of that particular battle I was in by my returning to Vietnam in 2010. The audience, though, I took it to liberty to talk about me in the beginning of the book, how I grew up, where I grew up, all the person goes through in a biography of me before they read about my war experiences and as a Marine. So I'd say it has a general appeal for everyone that would read the book. And I was motivated by my son to say, you know, there's a lot of wisdom and things that you talk about, but other people need to know it. And so that influenced me to write the book the way I wrote it, as a biography. And that biography should stir interest with everyone in the English-speaking world, especially the United States.
Yes, because it gives it. I'm sorry, finish that thought.
Yeah, which the United States has had problems with their veterans back in my day.
Exactly.
And I bring some of that forward.
Well, it's interesting because it's not just somebody who's off fighting in Vietnam. In this case, it's R.C. LeBeau who's off fighting in Vietnam. And by, in those first few chapters, sharing who you are, we're sort of there with you. We know who R.C. is. We understand what you're going through from your perspective because we feel that because we know who you are. You grew up in the 50s. Just to briefly hear a little bit of your background and growing up in the 1950s, what was that like? Because that shaped who you were and who you are.
Well, I don't know if you're coming from that perspective yourself, but growing up in the 50s, you had rock and roll was first coming out and hitting my very young ears to where my parents were more into jazz and boogie-woogie kind of stuff. It was a simpler world to live in, too. Much of my neighborhood came from World War II. These were refugees coming from Europe and lived in our neighborhood from different countries. So I had like a mini UN to grow up in.
Yeah, what experiences that would be and all of these different factors, different backgrounds. And growing up in Detroit during that period, exposed to Motown and all that type of music as you were growing up as well. So that was a fascinating experience. With us on the program is R.C. LeBeau. The book is Donut Hole. You'll find it at Amazon, readersmagnet.com, the usual places. Tell us, in Vietnam, what was your job in Vietnam?
Well, that's an interesting question because as a Marine, our number one military occupation is a rifleman. So we are all trained to be riflemen first, no matter what your stripe, no matter what your job, you will always be a rifleman. Now, this is called your secondary MOS, military occupation. And I chose to be a combat logistical expert on making sure the goods got to the troops and that they were well supplied. And, of course, that becomes convoluted in theater of the war. But on the book part of it, you have to learn all these FSNs, the federal stock numbers, and know where they come from, blah, blah, blah. But I guess my commander had mentioned it that describes it better than I do. And he said, when you're driving a stick shift, you don't go into gear without clutch. And that is what logistics is all about.
Interesting. So well said. That sort of sums up what the mindset that goes into the job that you were performing there. The book is Donut Hole, The Marines' Real-Life Battles in Vietnam during 1967 and 68. Marines' First Force Logistic Command Clutch Platoon. R.C. LeBeau is the author and our guest on the program. Talk about, as you relay experiences, some of the experiences you talk about, the wartime experiences in Vietnam, how many of those do you take us into?
Well, I was exposed quite a bit to combat, going and romping around the theater in support of forward troops. So the forward Marines didn't have mobility as much as I did. So I got a perspective on the war. I noticed that, like, when I went up by the DMZ, it reminded me of old World War I movies with craters and a moonscape-type atmosphere. And the tensions were more like the battles of modern warfare. And then when you got into the lower part of my AOR, area of responsibility, we had what we called the snoop and poop. So snoop and poop is they're very non-visible enemy. Their ambushes is quite a bit their mainstay of combat, and they follow a lot of the rules of war, which is the book The Art of War. And so I studied the book of Art of War only because it was referenced to me to know my enemy, and that was their military handbook. Yes.
R.C. LeBeau is our guest. If you're looking that up, finding information, it's LEBEAU, the book Donut Hole. You'll find it the usual places. I'm fascinated, the Battle of Echo 4 outside of the Da Nang Air Base. American history says it was second only to the infamous Hamburger Hill. Explain why that is. There were only like 11 Marines in Echo 4. How did everybody escape? I give you a lot of questions to answer there, but give us a little background on Echo 4.
Well, normally when I talk to someone about my book, they want to know that question, Donut Hole, and I tell them they have to read the book to find out.
There you go. There you go.
But at the same time, I will tell you this, is that if you look at a donut, and you look at the donut hole, that was a little compound called Echo 4. And there was only 11 of us Marines plus PFs that were defending that compound. Now, these compounds were Marine Corps built by the Seabees. They made excellent bunkers. And so that was the center of the donut hole, which was surrounded, which we did not know the strength, but we were surrounded by a couple thousand, maybe 1,000 NVA and VC that were on their way to take down the Da Nang Air Base. So we were locked in combat with them until we ran out of ammunition. In the meantime, there was a distraction that we did not know about at all. And that distraction was brought to us by the Army. And the Army had them surrounded. So as a result of that, that is the outer ring of a donut. So the enemy had us surrounded, and they were surrounded. And that was a distraction that pulled them off of us, which actually saved our lives.
You're catching on to this publishing thing. People ask you about the title Donut Hole, and you give a very simple answer. It's in the book. You'll enjoy it. Read the book, and you'll learn other things as well. The book is Donut Hole. The author, R.C. LeBeau, with us on the program. Interesting, you're talking about being in that situation. And I'm going to just go there and get your mindset. You're engaged in action. You're running out of ammunition. What's going through your mind at that point? Are you aware of the situation, or are you so in tune to the situation that you're just doing what you're trained to do at that point?
Well, for the most part, we're like a hornet's nest. And the enemy, every time they tried to approach this hornet's nest, we would ignite a lot of small arms, which really drew down our ammo quite quickly, and we started noticing that the ammo was supply was going down. So when we were running out of ammo, the only way we could rearm ourselves was with the bodies that were around the camp. So we had to go outside the wire and rearm ourselves with the weapons of those that were foolish enough to try to take us. And that's basically how we rearmed ourselves, and that was with the enemy's weapons.
It's a powerful book, Donut Hole, The Marines' Real-Life Battles in Vietnam During 1967 and 68, Marines 1st Force Logistical Command Clutch Platoon. The author is R.C. LeBeau, our guest on the program. I noticed that the after-action reports tell the details of the battle. Your story tells the side as a Marine, doesn't it? It gives us a different look, a personal look.
It does, because as there's a famous saying that when you're in the middle of the trees, you don't see the forest.
Yes.
And I use that term in the book, because that's exactly what happens. You're at point blank, and when you're in the middle of the neighborhood, you cannot see the city. You can only see the immediate houses in your neighborhood. So with that perspective, the only way I could bring to my book what was going on around us, which I didn't discover until later on when the internet was invented, I was able to go and find out really how big the action was that we were involved with. And the Army, in answer to your earlier question, the Army suffered casualties in one day, second to Hamburger Hill. So those one-day casualties, in my amazement, was that they had engaged a very large enemy force. And that large enemy force, they had lost over 1,000 on the battlefield. And that's not counting the casualties they took away from the battlefield when the battle was being lost to them.
It's interesting. You don't write about the battles in Way. Why is that?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that question.
Yeah, why didn't you write about the battles in Way?
Well, first of all, the book I wrote is over 400 pages. And if I continued on, like I had mentioned earlier, this could be a huge book.
Exactly.
So as a result, I just did a little summary about before stepping out into another battle. It was like, up in Way, it would be like jumping out of the fry pan into the fire. It was intense combat. And it was just something that is almost indescribable for me as a Marine. But it can be described. It can be described and maybe be another book.
You know, how do you put that behind you when you come back? You've got the fierce battle that you've talked about. How do you leave that behind, or do you leave it behind? You've talked about nightmares and these images and the flashbacks. I don't know how you would live with that. Is that something you ever get accustomed to, or is it always imprinted there in your mind?
Well, I guess I can describe it as I have to other people that I've talked to that ask the same question. And it would be like you're in a bad car accident, and you survive that car accident, and you go back. They give you another car, you go out, and once in a while you have another car accident, it's a bad car accident, But every car accident you have, you survive, where others do not survive. You never, ever forget.
Yes. Donut Hole is the name of the book by R.C. LeBeau, our guest on the program. Book available at Amazon, at readersmagnet.com. I mentioned before, and I have a few minutes left in the program, other veterans reading reviews and hearing comments that other veterans really appreciate your perspective and you telling the story. What can other veterans gain from Donut Hole?
Well, they will gain probably a few things that we fought the battle with honor, humanity, and that's something that the United States people did not give us. They didn't give us respect. And the American soldier, since the beginning of time, has always been a defender of those who cannot defend themselves.
How difficult, and I hate to ask this in the sense we don't have like an hour to go into that, but to come home and to be greeted the way that you were, over time this has changed, and a lot of people, I'm sure, embarrassed the way they responded because they took out their personal opinion of the war on the people like you, 21 years old, fighting that war. How difficult is it when you come back? You've got these vivid memories. You've got vivid memories of people that you had to leave behind. And then you're greeted like that in the United States. Do you ever get over that feeling of I want to say, almost rejection when you came back?
You have to forgive them.
Yes, it just would be so difficult to live with that. And you've done that, and you've gone on a very successful career, now writing the book, a story that is so powerful, and it's a must-read book. It's called Donut Hole. I mentioned the stroke that you had 3 years ago in 2017. Oh. It looks like you're doing it in great shape. There's a copy. The video of this, by the way, with RC is on YouTube. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We've got a book cover up there, and RC is holding that up in front of us. How are you doing now? I mentioned the stroke that you had in 2017. Looks like you're doing well. You doing okay now?
Well, for a long time in my life, it's like rubbing two nickels to get a quarter. Time is not our friend in one way, but is in our friend in another.
Yes.
So over time, if you manage yourself, you can bring yourself to fruition with retiring in a good way. You know, family is a big thing. If I didn't survive the war, my family would not exist. And those are reasons why I believe some people do survive and some don't. I also mentioned that in the book. Recovery, you never recover. You try to intertwine your life with the life that's going on, and I think the more you embrace your friends.
Yeah, and that's so important, isn't it, to have them there.
Embrace your family. They give you the strength to carry on.
Well, you've done such an excellent job, and you mentioned that you do such a nice, you're a very talented writer is what I'm trying to say, and you bring the story, you make it come alive, you make it personal. You've got more stories. Are you thinking about doing a follow-up to Donut Hole?
Well, I'm still recovering from my stroke, number one. And also, I'm recovering psychologically from doing this book. And I've mentioned to many people that ask me about it, I tell them that the book Donut Hole is a read of wartime experiences you won't read in any other book on the war.
That's what makes it stand apart from all of the others and why you're receiving excellent reviews. You've been working with Reader's Magnet on this project, and I've got 30 seconds or so here at the end. Talk about that experience. It's one thing to create and decide to write and then and publish the book, but that opens up a whole the whole business aspect of this, how to go about doing it, how to get it out there and have people read the book. What's it been like working with Reader's Magnet?
Well, the way I see it is you could have the best store in the neighborhood, but if you don't let people know it's open and ready for business, nobody's going to go to yes. it. And Reader's Magic has given me an opportunity to be a target entity, which they specialize in authors and books. They don't go in any of the other directions other than taking authors, me, a new author, but they have other authors that wrote books of different interests.
Yes.
And they also felt that they didn't have a book like mine. And so they've been very, very helpful. And they pick up the phone and talk to you when you call.
And that's so important. Yes.
Call back later.
Yes, and we've all gone through that. ReadersMagnet.com, by the way, one of the sites where you'll be able to get a copy of the book. The book's available at Amazon, all of the usual places. The book is Donut Hole. The author is R.C. LeBeau, L-E-B-E-A-U. Book available basically wherever books are sold. And you'll find information.
I have a website, too.
Well, what is the website?
It's R.C. DonutHole.com.
Perfect. We will put that up on rcdonuthole.com. And I will put that up on all of our material there as well. So there's information there also. RC, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I really appreciate this, and hopefully we can do it again. And congratulations on all the success you're having. The book is so well reviewed. Thank you for sharing these stories with us on the program.
Well, thank you very much, Rick, for having me. And the only thing I can hope for is that if they really want to have a book that is different than any other war book they ever read, Donut Hole will be one. And within another week or two, there is an audio narrative audio of my book, which will be available at Audible, Amazon, and iTunes.
Perfect. You got so much going for you, and you deserve all the success you're having in getting the story out there. It is so well told. Donut Hole, R.C. LeBeau is the author. His website is rcdonuthole.com, and Amazon, the usual places for the book. R.C., again, thank you for joining us on the program. Information on R.C. and all this information on the book, of course, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.